We're expecting temperatures in the 90s through Saturday, and if that happens, it'll be the eighth time New York City has had a long heat wave since records have been kept. And Tim Morin with the National Weather Service says there won't be much relief at night. That's because of the so-called heat island effect, when the buildings and asphalt in urban areas trap solar radiation during the day.
As the heat wave continues, that capacity for the earth, the buildings, the structures to release the heat decreases even further, so that it gets hotter and hotter at night.
Amtrak is also slowing trains along the Northeast Corridor because the heat is driving up internal temperatures of the rails. Passengers traveling between Boston and Washington on Amtrak and the commuter trains, including New Jersey Transit, can expect delays of up to 20 minutes. There's also some scattered power outages. WNYC's Jessica Gold is at the intersection of Sackett and Clinton Streets in Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, where more than 100 people are without power.
A spokesman for Con Ed tells me it's one of two significant outages in the city. The other is in the Bronx, in the Walton Avenue area, where about 500 people are affected. There are also more than a dozen small outages affecting a handful of customers in Manhattan, Staten Island, and Queens.
Con Ed says power is expected to be restored sometime this afternoon. But the heat isn't stopping tourists like Kathy Vowers from spending the afternoon on a tour of Coney Island.
I'm beating the heat by staying in the shade.
She's from Nebraska, and she says she's wearing light colors to stay cool, but she did wish she packed some more beach-friendly items.
We should have probably brought our suits and an umbrella and some sunscreen.
Temperatures will peak today in the 90s. It will feel like it's in the triple digits. Again, this heat advisory is in effect. You can expect sunny skies for the rest of the afternoon. Heat index values up to 103 degrees, which is what that is right now at Kennedy Airport.